It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. A new field poll shows that more than half of California voters have a difficult time paying for health care. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, many will delay getting medical help because of high costs.
The field poll found that 53% of voters have a difficult time paying for health care, and they cite the high cost of insurance premiums as the primary reason. 31% mention out-of-pocket costs for co-pays and deductibles as the hardest expenses to afford. Nearly half of California voters say they have delayed seeking medical services this past year because of cost. Dental care was the most commonly mentioned problem area. The percentage of voters who cite difficulties paying for health care hasn't changed significantly since a similar survey was done in 2007. In addition, 54% of California voters expressed great concern about the possibility of facing financial hardship because of health treatments. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
California workers rallied at the state capitol yesterday, joining others in cities across the country who are calling for an increase in the federal minimum wage. Tuesday marked a three-year anniversary for the last federal wage increase. The current federal minimum wage is at $7.25 an hour, or about $15,000 a year, which is below the federal poverty level for a family of two. Jamel Moore of Sacramento says California's minimum wage may be higher, but he still struggles.
Even in the state of California, where the minimum wage is $8 an hour, a total yearly income of $16,640 is not enough for one person, much less to sustain a family. Me, myself, no, I have two children. I work minimum wage jobs, and it really doesn't help.
Democratic Congressman George Miller has introduced legislation which would raise the federal minimum wage by 85 cents an hour for 3 years, then adjust it annually for inflation. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is opposed to an increase, citing it would reduce the number of available jobs. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the update.